Greetings to each one this morning. It's good to see each one here. I just wanted to take a minute and say thank you, Dylan, as well for your efforts and for putting what you did into this weekend. It was an enjoyable time. As I was meditating or was thinking about a sermon for this morning, and we got some young boys here that are probably pretty tired, so we might have to do something to keep them awake. So, Reuben, maybe we can get them up here to split some wood for us. Since you were wondering about this wood. This sermon, it's been, I think, about 2 years since I did something kind of directed towards the children, and it's been something kind of on my mind. It's like I'm like thinking about what I could do. And this actually came about, who remembers what Dylan talked about a couple of weeks ago for devotions? And he opened it up after he got done talking, and he said, what does spring, or something about spring, what does spring mean to you? And there were quite a few comments that were made, something to the effect that spring reminds them of new life, and, you know, the trees, the leaves, the flowers, the new life springing forth. Don't exactly remember exactly how the comment was, something to that effect. And while y'all were talking about that, there was something. Kendall and I had just spent the day ahead of that, splitting wood off of this tree. And we started with a splitting maul a number of months before that. We gave up on that. We went for a log splitter and started trying to use a log splitter. And there was a couple pieces of log splitter barely pushed through. It was a tough tree. But as we're talking, you're sharing that morning about new life, my mind was going to this tree and how tough this tree was, and how it puts a little bit more strength on every year. And that year, as it spring forth, the leaves grow, that tree grows again that year, becoming just a little bit stronger. That's where this kind of come from this morning. And there are two verses that came into my mind as I began to think about this. One of them is Psalm 1, 1-3, said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and all he does, he prospers. We all know that verse very well. The one that, if you look that one, cross-references will take you to the next scripture that I'm going to read, and that is in Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8. And this one really stood out to me, actually, as I was thinking about it and I read it. It said, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Now this morning, I'm going to have the children come up here. Excuse me. If you start studying into trees and looking into trees, there's a lot of things that we can learn from a tree by just taking it like this here, and you can look at the grains, you can look at different things that the tree is doing. You can tell a lot about that, or quite a bit about by that tree's lifetime by observing it. So I'm going to have the children come up, and we're going to look at this tree and learn some things from it. And I want you to be able to visually see that. And so you can come up and you can kind of gather right here, right on the, and then after we're done with that, we'll go back and then we're going to compare that to our life. So we're, so children, if you want to come up, you can sit kind of right here around and you can gather. We're going to look right at this tree here. And anybody else that wants to is welcome to come up. If you want to get up here and see it as well, you're welcome to come up and stand behind them. And
I've got a number of different ones, so I've got the big one we're going to look at first. First of all, how do you think this big one is? Anybody want to take a guess? we can tell pretty close on this tree how old this tree is. How old do you think that tree is?
20 months.
20 months? Okay. Anybody else want to guess? 100 years? Okay. 36 years? Okay. 88. 88? Okay. 100? Okay. Yep, so some of you are pretty close. Now, it's a little hard when you get out in here, but who wants to count and find out? Anybody want to count? So if you see right here, see in this very center, you see that circle there, and then you see each one of these little rings. See how it's darker and then it goes lighter? Well, each one of these darker and lighter rings is 1 year. And so if you count that dark ring the whole way out to this outside edge, and you get out here and you count all the way out to this outside edge, that'll tell you about how old that tree is. Now, I counted it yesterday. I didn't know if anybody was going to want to count or not. So I counted it yesterday, and I came up with about 89 years old. So look back there at your parents and everybody sitting back there. Who do you think's about that old back there? You look back there, I'm guessing it's probably, Sam's not even quite that old yet. This tree is a little older than what Sam is. That's a pretty old tree, isn't it? Now, let's look at something else on here. You see how this center right here? You see how it isn't in, it's not in the center anymore. Why do you think that's not in the center anymore? You see how these rings are really tight right here? These rings are big over here. Why do you think it made big ones over here and little ones on that same year? Anybody have any idea?
It's grandfathered that way.
It's what?
It's grandfathered that way.
Okay. Sometimes when a tree, if the wind or something made the tree lean, or if there's another tree or something pushing on it and that tree starts to lean, it will grow bigger ones on one side and it'll strengthen that side up so it straightens that tree back out and it'll grow straight. Now, if you walk through your woods, I remember this has been back in here somewhere probably because it's 25 years ago, something like that. And this tree was big enough, so I didn't find any rings in here that actually affected this tree because it was big enough. It didn't need that. But we had an ice storm, and there were trees that it pulled almost down. And I have a tree in the woods, and it pulled down. It was at a real bad angle. And now if you look at it, the tree went like this, and it went straight back up again. And if you were to cut that one off, I would love to cut that tree down. I would love to see that tree because I would say that in those years, these are going to be big in there because it's going to grow strong on that one to straighten that tree back out. Now you see that right there? Something scarred that tree. I don't know, it might have pushed something in there. There might have been a little, there's another one there and there. Something wounded that tree a little bit, and it grows around though, and it heals it. That's grease off of something else that Daddy got grease on it. And right here, you see that? What do you think that might be?
Dirt.
Dirt? Nope, it's not dirt.
No, burnt.
It's burnt. There's a good chance that's a burn in that one there. And I brought another one here. Not that one there. I brought a couple others. I had to look a little bit to find one. You see that right there? You see that little spot right there? What do you think that's from?
Fire.
It was from fire. So if it burns the tree a little bit, it'll leave a little black mark in there, just like a burn. And it'll leave a scar in that tree. Now this tree, it made it for a little bit past that, but it didn't recover very well from it. And you see what happened? The bugs got it and it ate it out. This tree was dead. I cut that tree down. That one was dead. It died because it got insects, and this one actually had termites in it, and it killed that tree. Now here's another one. What do you think that gray is?
I know. Did dump it. Oh, that thing did the bugs.
Nope. There's no bug marks in that one. But that gray, it got a disease. And see that gray all in there? And when they get a disease, if something doesn't help that tree will die. This tree died too. And I had to cut that tree down because it got a disease in it and it died.
Did this tree die?
Now, yeah, that one did because the wind blew it over. All right, so now.
It was a tool.
Okay. Now, I have a saw here. Who wants to cut this tree?
Me.
Okay, all right. So what, you want you to do it right over here. And be careful, we don't want to keep your hand over here. There you go. All right, I think you just about, good job.
See?
No, we'll just do the one, okay? Now that wasn't too bad, was it? That wasn't real strong. See, the green, that's part of the bark. Thank you for asking that, Cohen, because I was going to tell you. So you see this layer right here? See how it's whiter from this point out? This is actually what they call the live part of the tree. This tree is actually what they call deadwood. It makes a tree strong, but it's not live anymore. It's what they call the deadwood. When it gets new leaves on every year, it adds another layer on this outside right here. And this whitish wood around the outside is where all the nutrients, and it goes up, and that's what makes the leaves grow. And how many of you like maple syrup? Uh-huh. Now, if you look up there, you see that up there? Each one of those marks on that picture up there, that's where they put a little tap in it, and it runs the syrup out, and they catch the syrup out of the tree. And that comes out of this right here. When it's ready to run the sap up to the leaves, it gets a little of that sap out, and you get maple syrup from that. And then they're real careful when they're done, they plug that back up so it heals. And it lets a scar just like that every time they do it. It lets another little scar on it.
Can we see the inside?
The inside of this one? But I don't have anything to cut that one apart. I was going to ask you. Now, that cut pretty easy, right? Now, who wants to cut the big one with that saw? Okay, you'll try, but you won't be able to cut through that one because that one's hard. My chainsaw hardly cut through that. I had to work pretty hard with the chainsaw. I had to have a good sharp chain to make it through that with a chainsaw because that gets really hard and strong. And so each year, this tree gets a little bigger and it gets a little bit stronger.
What's that bug?
That bug? I think that's an ant that came out of maybe one of these others. I'm not sure. So now we're going to go back, or you can go back to your parents, and we're going to talk about how our lives are like a tree, okay? All right, now I didn't take my, thankfully Cohen reminded me because there was a couple things on there that I forgot, and I'm not sure, I may have forgotten a couple others. But as we look at a tree, and there is one thing I did forget, children. I was gonna show you on there, along with those bigger rings, there's some rings, and you can look at, it'll be up here afterwards, so you can come up and look at it, but on those rings, there's sometimes they get tighter, they're real tight, there's not a very big ring, and on the years that it's a drought, or possibly bugs ate off the leaves, that tree was going through a really hard time, and it makes a really small ring, but if it has a really good year, then it makes a wider ring. Now, Dale probably knows this, I'm guessing, and so maybe y'all do, I don't know, I didn't, I mean, yeah, if you were to look for, like, structural lumber, and they're looking for good structural lumber, they want about 8 of those rings per inch that they would consider that as good structural lumber, at least that's what the internet said, so, you know, of course it's right.
Slow growth.
So slow and tight makes better, stronger wood. So this morning, first of all, we want to talk about being like a tree. And again, each year we add just a little bit more strength. Now, children, if you look around you,
we already looked at Sam. We picked on him. We can look at Junior this morning. We can look at Dale. Are you all ready to face the trials, the things that they've had to face? Are you ready to face those now? Maybe. Maybe not. They've gone through a lot of stuff, but see, each thing that they go through, each thing they face, they get a little bit stronger. While we could cut through that small tree pretty easily, it would have been pretty difficult to cut through it with that piece there to cut through a larger one. They've become strong. One storm at a time increases our strength. Again, let's look at Jeremiah 17:8. It says, "He is like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green. It is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." What all does a tree need to grow strong? The heat, the drought, all make the tree strong. But there's something else that also makes the tree strong. There was an ecological experiment set in the desert in the biodome. And the biodome is a human-made closed environment containing plants and animals. And they seemingly had perfect conditions for growing fruits, vegetables, and trees. But when the tree would reach a certain height, it would topple over. The scientists were baffled. They couldn't figure out what was going on, what was missing. When they finally figured it out, what was missing that made the tree topple over? Resistance. Okay, it's on, yeah. Wind. It was missing wind. And being it was in a biodome, it was protected, didn't have wind, and the tree would grow fine, but it had no root system. Next time there's a storm, look at the tree. The tree's out there, it's moving, it stays there, it resists the wind. But each time that wind blows, those roots drive a little deeper and a little deeper to be able to stand. In life, we're going to face hard times. We're going to have it hard. We're going to have hard times. James 1, 2, and 4 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers and brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. Let steadfast have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." Proverbs 3:11 says, "My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof, for the Lord reproves him who he loves as a father the son in whom he delights." And Hebrews 12:6 says, "For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives." God's wind is like that. God's discipline is like the wind slowly driving your roots and my roots deeper, possibly making those rings tight, making us strong and able to stand. Sometimes, maybe we're leaning, we have to grow a little stronger on one side to straighten out. To be able to stand and resist the temptations. In life, we must stand strong, making adjustments, always keeping our eyes on Jesus. As a tree keeps its eye or looks towards the sun, keeping it straight to stand strong. The second thing we want to look at, comparison to the tree, is wounds. Trees lose branches, They experience fires. Insects attack them. These are all part of a tree's life. Remember, children, the little one that had all the discoloration in it this morning? We've got to compare that to sin. Sin brings wounds in life. We will experience it. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Now, if I had seen that tree, or someone that knew more about a tree and looked at it, they may have seen that it was sick, that it needed help, and they would have been able to treat it, and that tree may have survived. Sin in our life is like that disease, leaving the wood coloring and dying. Without help, it will die. Who knows what a person that works with trees is called? Arborist, that's right. Sin, the disease of sin, must have an arborist. It needs someone to diagnose it and to treat it. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds ye have been healed." Jesus died and was wounded that you and I can be a healthy tree. The disease, the insects are gotten rid of. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Remember those scars in the tree? Sin leaves a scar, but God, through his Son, heals that wound if we will allow him, if we will look to him. There's one more kind of wound, and I forgot to take the children all over to the big hollow stump, so we'll talk about it, and you can come look at it later. Can anyone tell me why a tree like that, and what hollows a tree out? Does anybody know? Termites can be, eventually. Usually, it begins with a wound. Whether the wind breaks off a branch, usually something starts, either a fire can do it, or wind can break off a branch and water, and it exposes the inside. Water and bugs can start to crawl in, and of course, fungus as well. Once it opens, fungus likes the inside of a tree. It will eat what you call the dead wood. It'll eat it out, and it doesn't like the living part. So the fungus will eat away at the center part. It'll let all the living part, and the tree is not necessarily dead. It's just its strength is greatly reduced. In life, children, it'd be nice to say that you'll never get wounded, but it's pretty unlikely. Things happen, and we will face things in life. Jesus said in John 16:33, he says, "In the world you have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Sin has brought troubles and wounds. Just like something that breaks off the branch, or a fire that damages a tree, and slowly that wound, slowly it takes on water and it starts to eat away at that inside. If you were to find something, and there's all kinds of ways that they give on there not to try to fix a hollow tree, and ways that you can fix or can help a hollow tree to keep it from continuing on to hollow out. But if something isn't done with it, it will slowly but surely hollow out more and more, not killing the tree, but reducing its strength. Until one day, it'll be like this tree. The wind hits it, and the strength is too greatly reduced, and it is blown over. In life, there's wounds. Sometimes, nothing to do with what you did, but sometimes you'll be wounded. I like to think of this as a broken branch or fire. And it has the potential of hollowing out and weakening us from the inside. This morning, I'd like to think of Jesus as our arborist. He knows exactly what you and I need. He knows what needs to be done. Now, sometimes an arborist will send, especially among the pine trees, when they get beetles, they'll send a crew out to get rid of some, to treat them. I'd like to think of Jesus as an arborist. And Christians as those people he's sending out. You and I as Christians are there to help. Or if you want to say it, to treat the wounds, to help fix those wounds, to heal those wounds. In James 5, it says to pray for each other. In Hebrews 10, he tells us to meet together, to encourage each other, to lift each other up, stir each other up, to help each other grow in Christ. When we help, when we allow each other and allow those wounds to be healed, we become like this tree behind us. It's had many wounds, and yet they're healed over well. Again, I want to read Jeremiah 17:8. They say if you say something three times right that you remember it. So, you know, if a person comes on doing an advertisement, they say if you want somebody to remember the number, you say it three times at least, and they'll remember the number. So I'm going to read, I want us to remember Jeremiah 17, verse 8. It says, "He is like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes. For its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." What really stood out in this verse, it didn't matter if it was drought, it didn't matter what this tree faced, it was strong, and it understood, or we understand, as we face trials through life, it might tighten up those rings, but we become stronger. The tighter those rings are, the stronger we are. Let us grow strong. Let the wind and the drought drive our roots deep that we can stand the storms of life. Sin is waiting to wound and destroy. Come to Jesus and allow him to overcome the disease that would destroy you. He will forgive and heal and make you strong. And thirdly, wounds will happen. Allow Jesus, the arborist, through others to help you that the wounds can be healed, so we'll be strong to the core for the storms that come. I don't know how many of you noticed this morning the verse that was behind us, or behind me up here on the front when we got here. But it was Joshua 1, verse 9. And actually, I like that verse, and I actually put that one down, and I'm going to close with that verse. It says, "Do not be frightened, do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So, may we remember when life seems tough, when the storms seem great, your roots are going deeper. Trust in God. Allow Him to build us, to strengthen us. And year by year, we'll be strengthened. And when we put our trust in Him, we will be able to stand in the storms of life. Reuben, do you have a song?
976 in the Faith and Praise.
All right, 976 in the Faith and Praise. And you can stand. All right, let's pray. Thank you, Father, this morning. Most of all, we thank you for Jesus, that you were willing to come and to die on the cross, that you could take the stains of sin. And Father, this morning we thank you that we can put our trust in you, especially in the storms of life, that we can trust you, knowing that you will carry us through and that you are strengthening us. God, I pray that you would be with each one here, the children especially, as they grow, that they would be able to put their trust in you and to grow strong in you. And each one of us, that we could continue to strengthen and to live lives that would be strong. And God, as we come into contact with people around us, God, that we would be able to encourage them and to share your love with them as well. God, I just pray for each one here this today. Pray that you would be with us as we go from here. Bless each one. And God, I just pray that you would bless each one's week. And we thank you this morning for your great love. In Jesus' name, amen.